It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three. Good!
You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Fourth and one. Shotgun snap low. Picks it up. Left tackle block. Here comes Donald. And he spins Burrow around, who then tried to throw it away. The Rams celebrating on the near side. On downs, it goes to L.A. Only one timeout for the Bengals, and that may do it. That may do it. And the defense stands tough for L.A.
That did do it, as the Los Angeles Rams win Super Bowl 56, 23-20. You heard it right here on The Fan from our great partners at Westwood One. The unmatched tones of one Kevin Harlan, you heard there in that highlight. And, I mean, tip your cap to the Rams, man. You don't have to like, especially a team that hails from Los Angeles, right? But they pushed all their chips to the middle of the table in terms of how they went about building this roster and, you know, acquiring Von Miller, trading for Von Miller, signing Odell Beckham Jr., obviously making the big trade for Matthew Stafford. You just tip your cap, right? Because it took some cojones to make all those different decisions to bring all this talent in that wasn't necessarily working where it was coming from, right? Like Odell Beckham Jr. wasn't really working in Cleveland. And who was to say what was going to come of his career and whatever his next stop was? And I want to say that I saw that OBJ, after the Super Bowl touchdown catch that he had yesterday, ended up with as many touchdowns in the short stint with the Rams here near the end of the season as he had in all of his time in Cleveland with the Browns. So a good game. I mean, all around good football. I thought the game delivered. The commercials, not so much. I mean, to the point where they really lost my attention. I was just looking at my phone during commercial breaks, more so than giving them my undivided attention. And I feel like, you know, even hearing Maggie and Perloff discuss them in the last hour of their show today, that you kind of really feel like you have to stretch. Be like, oh, yeah, that one was good. When I was a kid, there were always some just home-run commercials. And for some reason or another, I'm not sure why, there's just hardly any anymore, if any, at all. But thankfully, the football was good, right? And great call by our friends at Westwood One Sports. It was a real treat to listen to the game with the crew that they had, with Kevin Harlan on the play-by-play, Kurt Warner as the color analyst. It was outstanding stuff, and just really good. And now, you know, it's and the NFL doesn't stop, right? The NFL will not be off the front page for the next handful of months. And what's going to be really cool is when the NFL draft gets here. Gosh, is that end of April? End of April, beginning of May, NFL draft, and we're very, very likely to see an Iowa Hawkeye and a UNI Panther both go in the first round, and then multiple Iowa State Cyclones selected, other Iowa Hawkeyes selected. So that'll be fun covering the lead up to the NFL draft, you know, particularly here on the show. So we'll look forward to that. But in the meantime, I mean, folks, it is now officially basketball season. I mean, it has been, but everybody will turn their attention to college basketball and also too. Yeah, I got you. I got you wrestling, folks. It is officially basketball wrestling season, as you will hear coverage later this week of the high school state wrestling tournament. Hold-by-hold coverage, as always, making its way back on the Fan this week. And that will start this Thursday and go through Saturday from where else? The Well in Des Moines. And with who else but Steve Kappas and the outstanding hold-by-hold coverage that he does bring us. And cannot wait to hear Steve back here on the Fan. So you can visit our broadcast calendar at 1650thefan.com for details on our broadcasts of state wrestling. And speaking of state wrestling, I mean, I'll knock on wood just because I'm about to be silly here a little. Maybe not actually. I'd like to be the first to congratulate Waverly Shell Rock Wrestling on winning the Class 3A state championship. And I'll tell you again here in a moment during area sports news and scores, but the Gohawks qualified all 14 of their wrestlers for state. It's the first time in state history that a school is going to be sending their entire team. Just incredible, incredible stuff. Congrats to Coach Wickham, and make sure you tune into Maximum Mornings tomorrow morning, if I'm not mistaken. Mark Simpson caught up with Coach Wickham earlier today, and we'll have audio of that interview tomorrow morning, so look forward to that. Also this week, leading up to the high school state wrestling tournament, you will hear audio on Maximum Mornings with Mark Simpson. Maybe we'll play a little bit of it on the show here as well. But Chris Ortner, Don Bosco, wrestling coach, also catching up with Mark Simpson this week. So plenty of wrestling coverage, plenty of basketball to take us into what will hopefully be a baseball season at some point. But I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. We are in the sweet spot right now for basketball and wrestling, and we certainly want to enjoy that the best we can. So however you are tuned in today, thanks so much for being here. Hope you had an outstanding weekend. However you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at the all-new 1650thefan.com. Thank you so much for being here. Follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. Like the Facebook page, type in 1650 102.3 The Fan, hammer that like button, and the website is where you get the podcast of this show and a whole lot of other great content, so bookmark it and make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. If you want to dial me up today with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or 800-913-9479. You could also email the show. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. By all means, fire away. Email address is cole at 1650thefan.com. All right, area sports news and scores here in just a short moment after we're done there. We take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash VSiN action update, and a forecast for the rest of this Monday, looking into tomorrow and Wednesday. You know what? It's all right out there. I don't really care to admit that, but it is. It's doable outside today, and the sunshine helps. So we'll take it, I guess. Supposed to really warm up, get back into that tropical range for us here in February in Iowa. I think upper 30s, and maybe even something that starts with a 4 and actually has a digit after it could be in the works. So Megan Mulford will have the forecast for us during that first timeout. We'll come back from that break, and John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network will join us and break down what was another tough week for the Iowa State Cyclones. They now are on a 4-game losing streak, but as you will hear me and John discuss, there's still a path. There is still a path for this Iowa State team after winning just 2 games last year to make the NCAA tournament. Joe Lunardi agrees. I'm not just being a homer. So good stuff. Coming up with John. Had to record with him earlier today due to him and the team traveling down to Texas as they take on the Horned Frogs tomorrow night. You'll hear that one right here on the Fan, 7 o'clock pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off. After we're done with John, we take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim, come back from that break, and we'll hear audio from UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson. Panthers just took one on the chin yesterday in Chicago against Loyola. Coach Jake, him and his team, tipping their caps, moving on. We'll have audio from Coach, and if time permits, from UNI softball coach Ryan Jacobs as the Panthers wrapped up play this weekend of their annual Unidome Open, which begins their season. And Panthers wrapped that up 2-3 overall, some good, some bad, plenty to work on moving forward. So if time permits, we'll get some audio from Coach Jacobs as well. After we're done there, we take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, come back and wrap up the show. That's the plan, boys and girls. Let's dive right in here. Area sports news and scores. The field is set for the traditional state wrestling tournament following district competition on Saturday. Defending state champion Waverly Shellrock, as I mentioned earlier, put together a record-setting performance at the 3A district meet held at Marshalltown, qualifying all 14 wrestlers. It's the first time in state history that a school will be sending their entire team. Also, following the action at Marshalltown, the 3A Metro schools will all be represented in Des Moines as Waterloo East advanced three wrestlers and Cedar Falls and Waterloo West both advanced one. In a 2A district meet held at New Hampton, Union LaPorte City had a solid showing, qualified six wrestlers for state. And in an area 1A district competition, Don Bosco dominated the meet held at Jessup. The defending state champion Dons are sending 13 to the state tournament. While at the meet held at Denver, Nashua Plainfield is sending six to state and Columbus qualified three. The traditional state wrestling tournament gets underway Thursday in Des Moines. You can hear the coverage right here, hold-by-hold coverage with Steve Kappas on The Fan. Visit our broadcast calendar for details at 1650thefan.com. Prior to the traditional state tournament, the state dual team wrestling meet will take place this Wednesday, and several area schools are competing. Waverly Shellrock in 3A, Independence in 2A, and Don Bosco and Nashua Plainfield in 1A. Waverly Shellrock and Don Bosco are the defending state champions in their respective classes. Tonight in boys Metro basketball, Waterloo West hosts Cedar Rapids Prairie. It's a makeup of a game that was scheduled in January. Elsewhere across the state, the tournament trail begins tonight in boys high school basketball in classes 1A and 2A. The postseason gets underway across the state with district first-round games in 1A and district quarterfinal games in 2A. Class 3A and 4A sub-state games begin a week from today. Girls high school basketball postseason play continues tomorrow night across the state with regional quarterfinal games in 1A and 2A. Girls 3A, 4A, and 5A regional games are set to take place this Wednesday. In a key conference matchup, Loyola routed UNI 85-58 yesterday at Gentile Arena. The loss snapped the Panthers' five-game winning streak. Loyola now moves into sole possession of first place in the Valley at 10-3. UNI and Missouri State are tied for second, a half game back at 10-4. Yesterday in women's college basketball, Missouri State got the best of UNI 66-57. Cam Finley and Carly Rucker led UNI with 14 points apiece. It was the second straight loss for the Panthers, who are now 9-4 in the Valley and 16-8 overall. Iowa State women's basketball up again this week in the AP Top 25. The Big 12 leading Clones rise up from 9th to 6th in this week's poll. At 21-3, Iowa State is off to its best start in school history. South Carolina remains number one. Stanford is second. Louisville is third. Keegan Murray scored a career-high 37 as Iowa defeated Nebraska 98-75 yesterday in Iowa City. 24 of Murray's 37 points came in the first half as the Hawkeyes were up 53-25 at the break. With the win, Iowa is now 17-7 and 7-6 in the Big Ten. Speaking of Keegan Murray, he's been named Big Ten Co-Player of the Week, sharing the honor with Geo Baker from Rutgers. He helped prepare the Hawkeyes to a pair of lopsided wins over Maryland and the aforementioned Nebraska Cornhuskers this past week, averaging 33.5 points, 6.5 rebounds, 2 blocks, and 1.5 steals. Incredible stuff from Keegan Murray. And 25th-ranked Iowa women's basketball hosts number 15 Maryland tonight. The Terrapins have won the last three matchups between the two schools. Tip-off at Carver-Hawkeye Arena is at 8. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, we talk about the struggling Cyclone men's basketball team with the play-by-play voice, John Walters. That's up next on a Monday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio.
Sports Flash.
Well, Super Bowl 56 was a fitting end to the NFL season, encapsulating the first 17-game schedule. The 2021 season was to expect the unexpected, and the playoffs delivered incredible excitement. The team from Hollywood won with a script that was worthy of a movie, including the 40-year-old left tackle Andrew Whitworth riding off into the sunset on a high note.
Oh, yeah, I kind of knew all season this was it. I mean, I told the guys, I texted them over these 2 weeks, each O-lineman, and just kind of said, hey, this is going to be my last ride, and I couldn't be more proud of the guys I got to do it with. And I kind of let them know this was it. This is my last time to go with you guys, and we're going to give it all we got.
Odell Beckham Jr. will be a free agent, but has a long road back. With NFL Network reporting, the belief is that Beckham suffered again a torn ACL for his left knee. The Jazz have won 5 in a row and host the Rockets tonight. The Warriors go for back-to-back wins after a pair of losses followed by a 9-game winning streak. Also, James Harden will sit out the next couple of games for the Sixers and return after the All-Star game. He will not participate in that game. Jared Allen will replace him. I'm Rich Ackerman.
This is Zach Gelb. Catch me at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific to talk sports right here on CBS Sports Radio.
For matchups, scores, podcasts, and more, visit 1650thefan.com.
The Cedar Falls School District is announcing kindergarten registration. Attention all parents in Cedar Falls whose children will be in the class of 2035. State law requires that children must be 5 years old on or before September 15th, 2022 in order to attend kindergarten in the 22-23 academic year. Please call your local elementary school location from the following list: Aldrich, Cedar Heights, Hanson, Lincoln, North Cedar, Orchard Hill, and Southdale. Once you call the school to let them know that you have an incoming kindergarten student, the principal will be in touch about additional information and a parent meeting. Complete kindergarten registration forms are required for all incoming kindergarten students and must be turned in by March 30th to your school building. If you are unsure of your attendance area, please call the Cedar Falls Schools Administration Building at 553-3000. For more information or to download the forms, visit cfschools.org.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
When it's cold outside, you can dress for it. But when your furnace gives out, hey, a blanket fort can only do so much. So call your local 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll replace your old furnace with a new high-efficiency one. And that beats a bunch of blankets any day. Right now, cozy up to big savings on a complete heating system. Call 319-287-9200.
Your comfort is just a call away. Call 1-Hour.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSiN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit VSiN.com/freemonth to sign up now. Here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Tonight on the ice, the Blackhawks on the road against the Winnipeg Jets. Chicago plus 140 on the money line. Winnipeg minus 160, the over-under at 5.5. NBA, the Bulls hosting the Spurs. Tonight, Chicago a 5-point favorite on their home floor. The total set at 233.5. The LA Rams came back late to beat the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20 in Super Bowl 56. The Bengals beating the 4-point spread in the loss. Early odds for next year have the Chiefs a 13-2 favorite to win Super Bowl 57. The Bills at 7-1. The defending champion Rams at 10-1. And the defending AFC champion Bengals at 12-1. The Packers are at 15-1 to round out the top five.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows around 10 above tonight, under cloudy skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 39, tomorrow cloudy. Slight chance for scattered showers, tomorrow night 33, cloudy skies. Upper 30s, Wednesday, with a chance for mixed precipitation. Upper teens, cloudy skies, Thursday. A dusting of snow, Wednesday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 24.
Hey! Who wants to have some fun?
Cole & Company, with Colbert.
I do.
On 1650 The Fan.
Now, you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
Welcome back to a Monday edition of Polling Company, and it was a tough week for the Iowa State Cyclones. Dropped games to West Virginia, and then on Saturday, lost a tough one in overtime to Kansas State. And while things are looking not so great right now, lost four in a row, it's important to remember that the Cyclones here, they can still, there's still a path to the NCAA tournament. And a big part of that is playing what's proven to be such an incredibly difficult Big 12 schedule. And so we'll keep perspective and we'll talk about all things Cyclones right now, as we usually do on a Monday, with John Walters, the play-by-play voice of the Cyclone Radio Network. You follow him on Twitter at JW Cyclones TV. John, thanks for being here as always. It's riding the roller coaster. That's what we're doing, huh?
No doubt. And that's typical in this conference, I think, especially for an inexperienced team. I think that it's not surprising that Iowa State's had some bumps in the road, but certainly more than we had anticipated after that 12-0 start to the season. And what you said earlier is true. I mean, Iowa State still has a path. They just got to get it together. They're not that far removed. And it's not me saying that. It's Joe Lunardi and all the other bracketologists that have Iowa State either right on the bubble or in the tournament. And it seems hard to believe when you're 3-9 in the conference. But you do get a little leeway when you go 13-0 in the non-conference. And Iowa State had a lot of good wins in the non-conference. And one of the important things to remember is that the committee doesn't really look at where you are in the conference standings. That's not one of their criteria. They're just looking at your overall body of work and how many quad one wins do you have and how tough was your schedule. And, you know, a lot of those things really work in Iowa State's favor. They have 7 quad one wins. That's more than most teams in the country. They have played 14 quad one games. That's more than many, many teams in the country. And so, you know, their resume still has some things on it that would impress the committee. But all that being said, you got to win some games. And, you know, you have some great opportunities coming up here this month. And I've seen many teams do it in college basketball where they can find that second wind. And that's what Iowa State needs to do right now. If they can do that, they can play their way into the tournament, or they've got to do it. It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to go do it. They've been talking about it. Now it's time to go out and actually execute it.
The first half of that game on Saturday against Kansas State seemed like the Cyclones were getting that meter moved back in the right direction, John, and then the second half unfolded. Kansas State was able to find something. I mean, ultimately, what did you see in how that game unfolded, and, you know, what – in terms of what you saw, what might have been confirmed in talking to the players and coaches after that tough loss?
Well, I think as you are mired in a losing streak, the pressure kind of builds. And even though nobody was expecting anything from Iowa State going into the season, obviously expectations changed. Now, is too much of our reality and life based on expectations? Absolutely it is. I mean, I think we spend way too much time before a season deciding if teams are going to be any good or not. And then we base our feelings on how their season went just on what we thought they were going to be, when usually we're wrong about what we think these teams are going to be. I'd say 90% of the time we're wrong about what we think teams are going to be. So all that being said, I think as the game wore on, that pressure got to Iowa State. You know, they started committing some turnovers that they hadn't been doing earlier in the game. And I draw the analogy, Cole, to when you're carrying a bunch of heavy stuff to your car, and those last 10 steps are it's the heaviest, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like no matter where you park in the Hy-Vee lot, when you're carrying all your groceries to the car, it's those last 20 feet, man, that those bags get really, really heavy as you just try to get to the finish line. And that's why the final out is so hard to get in baseball, right? That's why they call them yep. closers, and they make a lot of money because that's the hardest out to get. And that's, I think, what Iowa State has experienced here is, you know, they were in a great spot to win the game but couldn't quite get to the finish line. And, you know, hats off to Kansas State. They have great guards, and they made the plays to get the win. But, yeah, it's a tough, tough loss for Iowa State, and now they've got to kind of find a way to regroup and go take one on the road, because if you go win one at TCU on Tuesday – and then come back home and protect your home court on Saturday, then you're right back in everybody's mix. And
yeah.
So You just gotta do the things that are out there that are available to you. And thankfully, Iowa State's in a position where those things are available. Now they got to go do them.
John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network, our guest right now on a Monday edition of Cole & Company. And John, in that Kansas State loss, we saw Jazz Kunch move into the starting lineup at that four spot in favor of Tristan Inaruna. And Jazz had a really good game, 19 points in that loss. And, you know, it made me think back to our conversation last week. And you mentioned, you know, there are some shots that Jazz passed up. And you could see, even though it was a loss, when Jazz is playing with confidence, he's a real factor for this team. And I suppose it just comes down to a matter of him being able to guard and rebound in that starting lineup. But I thought it certainly brought some floor spacing and it loosened up the offense. It seemed like a good button for Coach Ott's to have pushed.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you have a catch-and-shoot, pick-and-pop type of four, it really does open things up for your offense. Iowa State, when they had George Niang, had a great pick-and-pop for stretch four forward. And I think that makes such a difference in an offense. And Jazz is a guy who's capable of doing that. But you got to be willing to take the shots. And he's been shooting it at a high clip all year. Struggled a little bit in recent games leading up to this game, but I just feel like they feel pretty good about him taking shots. And so, he's got to continue to knock him down. He does a lot of other things that are energy plays for the team. He's a very good player at taking charges. He and Gabe Telstra are the two best on the team in that category. Makes a lot of energy plays. So I think Jazz, and I think that's what TJ was looking for, was energy from the opening tip. Iowa State has not been a good come-from-behind team. He wanted to play with the lead, which Iowa State did on Saturday, led almost the entire way. Just couldn't quite close the deal. But that's a better formula for Iowa State than playing from behind like they did at West Virginia when they got down 18-5. That's not going to work very often for Iowa State to come back from big deficits. So he wanted energy from the opening tip. I think he got that from Jazz and from George Condit, and played very well as they entered the starting lineup. Now, the flip side is, are you going to get some production from your bench? And Iowa State's bench went 1-for-15 from the floor against Kansas State. Got to kind of make some of those shots. Caleb Grill had a really tough shooting game. For some reason, he can make shots on the road. He's struggling to make shots at home. But you still felt good about every one of those shots leaving his hand. But Iowa State needs, as we've talked about, Cole, a couple other guys to kind of step forward. And if they can do that, the sky's the limit for this team.
And, John, when you mentioned that bench, I know Tristan Inaruna, he didn't play against the Wildcats on Saturday, but it sounds like, I may be putting some words here into what Coach Otzelberger had to say, but it sounds like this is a challenge for Tristan Inaruna to show the coaching staff that he's got minutes that he's earned, that in practice he's going to be able to prove himself as, even though I'm not in the starting lineup anymore, I want to do everything I can in this new role that I find myself in to bring energy off the bench. And however that translates, whether it's rebounding or scoring the basketball, because, looking at this roster, they're going to need Tristan Inaruna, whether that's off the bench or in the starting lineup, to achieve their goals.
Well, I think so, and I think you hit the key word when you said energy. You know, Iowa State, playing time is not a given. You have to earn it. You have to earn the chance to get out on the floor. And I think what TJ is looking for right now is positive vibes. And, you know, this, as you mentioned, Iowa State's lost four games in a row. There is a lot of pressure on these guys right now, fair or unfair. It's there, and you acknowledge that. The way you release that pressure is by having a positive body language, and that's what he needs to see from every single guy. And the guys that are showing that are the guys that are going to play. And if Tristan can bring a positive vibe to the floor in practice and show that he's ready to go out there and contribute in games again, he will. Because I think Tristan's a really good player. And he just needs to bring that energy every single night to the floor.
And John, you know, it makes me think, too. I mean, it's we get so caught up in all this, right? And we're talking about it a little bit at the top about how everything's still in front of this team. It's going to be a little more difficult than it was a week ago when we were talking about it. But in terms of staying positive, it's almost like you kind of got to oversimplify it and be like, hey, you know, we're playing basketball. We get to play Big 12 basketball tonight. We still can make the NCAA tournament. Like, what's not to like? We're playing meaningful games in February. And just a year ago, even though most of us weren't here, this program only won two games. So kind of just taking a step back and a step away from all the noise and maybe just kind of resetting a little bit, as simple as it might sound. I mean, this is – it's pretty crazy that we're having this conversation in the tone that we are right now because – of what I mentioned, what last season was, and everything that's taken place so far this season.
No question. You know, I think we get caught up in the present often, and that's fine. But if I had said to you or any other Cyclone fan or anybody, any other person going into the season, hey, on Valentine's Day, Iowa State's going to be considered in on Joe Lunardi's bracket and on all these other bracketologists, they have neither in or right there where, hey, you've got six or seven games left to make your case that you belong in that NCAA tournament. Man, there's not one Cyclone fan that would not have signed up for that. And that's exactly where we are. Now, how we got there isn't maybe ideal with the way that the ebb and the flow, but it's the reality of where you are right now. And so you still have that great chance. And, yeah, you're right. I mean, think about how many teams out there are not playing meaningful games right now. I watched Nebraska-Iowa yesterday. You know, in Nebraska, they're just playing out the string. They have to. I mean, it's hard to fight through that. And so right now Iowa State's not one of those teams. They are in a position where they have very, very meaningful games right now. So, yeah, got to bring it. Now, I think one thing that TJ said earlier this week that I think is very true is that, you know, his team success is so dependent on making all those hustle plays and getting on the floor after loose balls and winning more than your share of 50-50 balls and dominant, you know, really competing on the boards and taking charges and all those things that he said at the beginning of the season, he felt like Iowa State was doing those things better than any team in college basketball. And he's probably right.
Yeah.
But the point that he was making is that Iowa State has to do those things at that level to win big games, and especially in the Big 12, as tough as it is. So can they recapture that magic? Can they get back to being that team that's doing those little things as well as any team in the country? If they can, then they can win some games down the stretch here and be in the tournament. If they can, it's not because they're not trying, but it's just, can you push through that wall? And they've gotten to the wall, and it's hit them right in the mouth, and now they've got to find a way to fight through it. And it looked like they were there on Saturday. They couldn't quite close the deal. They get another opportunity tomorrow.
Against a really good TCU team that sits in the middle of the pack of the Big 12, John, what do we know about the challenge Iowa State will encounter against the Horned Frogs?
Well, they didn't play well at all the first time they played TCU. Mm-hmm. And they shot the ball very poorly, and they had a lot of live ball turnovers that led to runouts. You can't have those. Damian Baugh had seven steals against Iowa State in the first meeting. If that happens again, Iowa State's in all kinds of trouble tomorrow night. If they take care of the basketball, if they get shots up at the rim, and then go compete like crazy on the boards. TCU's the best rebounding team in the Big 12. But rebounding really wasn't the problem in that first meeting. It was the live ball turnover. So go compete like crazy on the boards again. Go, you know, in there with a sense of purpose about taking care of the basketball and getting good shots. And if you can do those things, I think you have a great chance to win the basketball game. So, you know, it's an important game for TCU, too. They're considered, you know, on the right side of the bubble, but not by a lot. And so, you know, they're trying to play their way into the tournament, too. And that's the thing that you've got to remember if you're Iowa State. You're not playing these games in a vacuum. Kansas State came in here with a real sense of purpose about them, knowing but that was basically a must-win game for them to even get in the discussion about the NCAA tournament. They did what they had to do to win it. Iowa State has to take that same sense of urgency that Kansas State brought in here and take it down to Fort Worth on Tuesday.
Great stuff, John, as always. Before I let you go, real quick, what can you tell us? We know that due to travel, you won't be a part of the Cyclones Coach's Corner tonight, 6:30 to 8:00, but can you tell us about what will be on the show?
Absolutely. So Noah Wolf, who does our women's basketball games, does a great job. He and Rod Botholt of B&G Productions, which does our coaching shows here in Ames, they're going to host the show. And we're going to have Bill Fenley on at 6:30. His team is up to number 6 in the country having just a fantastic season. And then Kevin Dressler's coming in from 7-15 to 8. I think his team's number 5 in the country.
Yep.
So a couple top 10 programs to talk about on the show tonight, and that'll be a lot of fun.
Sounds like another great show. John, thanks so much. Safe travels, and we'll talk again next week, hopefully after a couple W's.
That sounds great. Thanks, Cole.
All right. Thanks, John. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up here during this break on the other side. We're going to keep talking some hoops, maybe some softball if we have time. Audio from UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson on the other side. You're listening to a Monday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This Radio Iowa Sports Report is presented by the Iowa Department of Public Safety Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau. Before you know it, a few drinks can become a few too many. If you drink, don't drive. Call for a ride.
Good afternoon, I'm Todd Kim. The UNI Panthers need to move on quickly from Sunday's blowout loss at Loyola as the Panthers get ready to visit Illinois State Tuesday night. UNI's 10-4 in the Missouri Valley after an 85-58 loss to the Ramblers.
Look, in 18 games, whether you win a game or you don't, the ability to turn around and get ready for what's next is, you know, we've always felt like that's the most important thing. So we got to get ready for Illinois, and we will. We're going to get ready for Illinois State.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson. The Iowa State women are up to number 6 in the latest AP Top 25. The Cyclones are 21-3. They return to action Wednesday with a visit to Texas. The Iowa Hawkeye women are up to number 22. They're at home tonight against 13th-ranked Maryland in the Big Ten. Both teams are 10-3 in conference play. This is Radio Iowa.
I'm not saying you have to love football. We all have different likes and dislikes, people. Personally, I'm not a fan of the avocado. I just don't like the mouthfeel. But if you're someone who loves football, I mean truly loves it well, my sportsbook app might be the greatest thing that has ever happened to you.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Safety in the workplace is vital to your business. The U.S. Department of Labor states over 38,000 workplace illnesses and injuries happen in Iowa each year. Some of these could be avoided with proper markings. I'm Les with A-Line Striping and Sweeping. We'll clearly and visibly mark pedestrian areas and danger zones in your warehouse or factory, as well as storage areas, increasing organization and safety in your operation. My team is professional and our equipment is top of the line, ensuring maximum quality and customer satisfaction. Visit us online at A-Line Striping.
The decision to buy local doesn't have to come at a cost at Direct Appliance in Cedar Falls. At Direct Appliance, you'll find the best deals on top-rated appliances made by companies like GE. GE appliances and profile lines are built in the USA and offer a wide range of features for any budget. At Direct Appliance, you get unparalleled hometown service. Click on directappliancetv.com or stop in at 5424 University Avenue in Cedar Falls. Choose local. Choose service. Choose GE and Direct Appliance.
With new inventory arriving daily, there has never been a better time to sell or trade in your vehicle. If you've been thinking about selling your vehicle, now is the time. Community Motors in Cedar Falls wants to pay you top dollar for your car, truck, van, or SUV. We'll buy from you even if you don't buy from us. Walk off the lot with money in your pocket. Or drive away in a new vehicle today. Come visit us today at Community Motors or Community 2.
Hi, this is Dan Patrick, and you're listening to Cole & Company with Cole Bear weekday afternoons from 5 till 6 right here on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back. Monday edition of the show continues. It was a tough one for the UNI men's basketball team yesterday in Chicago, taking on the Loyola Ramblers with first place on the line as UNI came into that game a half game ahead in the Missouri Valley Conference standings of Loyola and then leave Chicago a half game behind. They'll be back in action, the Panthers will, tomorrow night in Normal, Illinois, to take on Illinois State. Should be a win, given where Illinois State is, second to last in the Valley standings. But nothing's a given in the Valley, particularly this year, and you'll hear more about that coming up in the clips I have for you from UNI coach Ben Jacobson today. He met the Missouri Valley media contingent on their weekly Zoom call and began things by just very plainly stating, hey, we got beat by Loyola. They're good. They had a great game, and we got beat. They, you know, not much more to say.
Loyola played better than we did, and we got to get ready for Illinois State. You know, Loyola played great yesterday. Give them credit. You know, they've played good all year. I mean, there's a reason that they're in contention for an at-large bid is because they've been good all year. And they've been good all year because Drew and his staff have done a really good job. They got guys that have been around for a long time and a lot of experience, a lot of toughness, guys that have won a lot of games. And, you know, they're really good. And yesterday they were a lot better than we were in yesterday's game. And so there's a couple of things that we'll watch today. We got some time today. So there's a couple of things in that game that we'll have to watch and we feel like can help us for tomorrow's game. But we're not going to go through that every play. And, you know, look, in 18 games, whether you win a game or you don't, the ability to turn around and get ready for what's next is, you know, we've always felt like that's the most important thing. So we got to get ready for Illinois, and we will. We're going to get ready for Illinois State.
And that ability to flush that game and just turn around, focus on the next thing, being Illinois State, ask Coach Ben Jacobson, how much does it help? Because you do have quite a few young players on your roster that you have these handful of veterans in Trey Burhau, Tywan Pickford, A.J. Green, and Austin Fife.
Yeah, you know, their understanding of what I've talked about a little bit about this morning, Cole, and I know we've talked about it a lot over the years, like having players that you know, like today, they wake up today and they're ready to get on to the next thing, right? They don't need us as a staff to sit them down and say, hey, guys, look, now we got to get past yesterday and, you know, we got to get ready for the next game. And, like, they know that's the way you get through an 18-game league schedule. And so to have their experience, to have guys that understand it, to have guys that have lived it and been through it and be able to take, you know, yesterday's game, you know, for them as players to be able to look at it and say, hey, same thing I talked about, like, they beat us yesterday. They played better. They earned it, and they had the momentum, and they beat us. Like, for those guys to know that and understand that without us as coaches having to get into a long discussion about it, that's invaluable. Because that's what, you know, what those guys and Fife and, you know, even Noah and Antoine have been around a little bit. Bowen and Nate, some good experience a year ago. But mostly the four guys, you know, our four guys that are juniors and seniors, like, it's invaluable to have those guys with that kind of experience to help us, you know, just move on and get ready for Illinois State.
And speaking of Illinois State, Ben Jacobson lays out what's different in this matchup with the Redbirds, as Panthers got a pretty comfortable win here at McLeod Center a little over 2 weeks ago, but Illinois State has made adjustments since.
Obviously, they've adjusted their lineup, their starting lineup, playing bigger with McChesney at the four and with Schmidt at the five So a different lineup to start the game doing some different things against switching. And with that bigger lineup, they're doing a good job of getting the basketball to spots and getting it inside and taking advantage of some of those things. So they're, you know, they're doing a handful of things that are different than when we saw them the first time. And that lineup is a little bit different. Obviously, we're starting a small lineup. Noah playing the center position, as everybody knows, he's not he's undersized and he's not a center, right? That's not his position. It's been a good lineup for us, and Noah's doing a great job of holding that spot down. But, you know, we've got a smaller group out there, and so that bigger lineup and their emphasis on getting that ball inside is something that's going to be a challenge for us.
Another thing that Ben Jacobson was asked today on the Valley call was about just how competitive the Valley has been this season. And here's just a glimpse and how nip and tuck it's been through the games played through yesterday. Valley schools have combined to play 12 overtime games in league play. Those 12 overtime games is the most in league play in at least the past 50 years of the conference. The league has played a total of 18 overtime games, including non-con matchups, which is also the most in the past 50 seasons in the league. And Coach Jake was asked, like, well, what's this like going through this league schedule with just how, really just historically competitive it's been?
Yeah, that's what I've loved about the league, Kurt, is it's been a the games are that way. Now, I don't remember there being this many, Kurt, to your question, okay? But that's what I've always loved about the league is no matter who you're playing, where you're playing them, or when, teams in this league don't stop competing, like, regardless of record. Like, it doesn't matter. And we've been our team last year, right? We really – it took us a long time to get playing at a high level. In the last kind of 2.5 weeks, you know, we did, and we won games down the stretch. Like we weren't having a great year, right, from a record standpoint, but we grew and we got better. And I think you can, I know you can say that about, teams, coaches, players in this league. Like, teams do not stop working to get better. Southern Illinois the other day, they struggled offensively, and we're ahead 21-7 or 21-9, like, and that's a long ways into that first half, and they had 7 points or 9 points. Like, but they did not change the way that they play and the way that they're successful. Like, they continued to do the stuff they do, and the next thing you know, we got a one possession game the whole second half. Like, that's the thing about this league. I think that's why the games get close this year. There's been more than I can remember, Kurt. I think it's because you got good players that are tough, and coaches that believe in what they're doing, so they stick to it. If games get out of whack just a little bit, they stick to what they know, and their guys trust them, and they trust each other. So I think that's why the games get close.
UNI softball will transition now away from hoops as Panther softball held its annual Unidome Open this weekend to kick off its 2022 season. And if you recall, the Panthers, they made the tournament, the NCAA tournament last year, led by quite frankly, the best player in program history, Sammy Bunch, and she has obviously moved on, graduated, and Coach Jacobs left with a young roster that obviously got a great taste of success last year, and he was as curious as anyone as to what he was going to see from his team this past weekend at the Unidome Open. They finished up 2-3. They were in every game. I think almost all were one-run games that the Panthers – I know the ones that the Panthers lost, I want to say, were all one-run games. So here's the summary from Coach Jacobs on the Panthers' 2-3 record out of the Unidome Open.
It was a tough weekend for us. I would say, honestly, in the month of January, getting prepared for this last weekend, I think our team was very inconsistent. We've been trying to find our way in a lot of different areas. Even returners that made big impacts for us last year, there were some question marks about them and how they were going to perform. And so this weekend was big for us as a coaching staff just to kind of really feel exactly where we are. Because throughout the month of January, we really didn't know which way this team was going to go. To get some good competition right out of the chute was good for us to know what we need to do going forward. I think it was a little bit of a wake-up call for our team as far as what to expect when they step on the field. We do still have a lot of young players, and good freshmen coming in, as well as some sophomores that did a lot of stuff for us last year. And you can kind of get a little bit too much confidence in yourself and forget about what it takes to get to the highest level and the hard work that it takes and some of those type of things. So this weekend was great for that. The one thing is we, from a coaching standpoint, evaluating, we didn't play our best ball. We had moments. We had some games where pitchers did some outstanding things. We had some moments where our defense made some unbelievable plays that we didn't even think they could make. There was times where we had an edge about us. But there was also a time where we were very passive. We played scared. We didn't execute the way we do in practice. So that inconsistency that I was talking about in January kind of showed its head a little bit. And but the good thing is we were in every single game we played.
All right, let's take this final timeout. NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. We come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Steve Weissman with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. One of the most dramatic postseasons in NFL history was capped off by a Super Bowl for the ages. Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford found All-Pro Cooper Kupp for a one-yard go-ahead touchdown with just over a minute to play, leading LA to a 23-20 win over the Bengals in Super Bowl 56. Since he had one final chance to tie or take the lead, but Rams star Aaron Donald pressured Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow into an errant throw on a 4th-and-1 from midfield to ice the game. Kupp finished with 8 catches for 92 yards and 2 touchdowns and was named Super Bowl MVP. Stafford threw for 3 touchdowns, a little over a year after his trade to the Rams, and he says he knew almost instantly he was a part of a special team.
It's an unbelievable feeling. I just tried to come in here, play my game, have fun, and you know, we're sitting here now, world champs. Pretty sweet.
This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
And we're back with the final question. Are you ready?
Yep. I'd like to go ahead and answer the question.
I envy your confidence, but the producers are saying I have to ask the question.
All right, then.
For higher yields, which seed treatment fights hardest against nematodes?
The answer's Elevo seed treatment.
That's correct.
Yeah, I know.
What a show. Join us next week when the right answer will still be Elevo seed treatment. BASF. We create chemistry. Always read and follow label directions.
Remember black and white TVs? Or 8-tracks? Or this? All of these, at one time or another, were the best. And then something better came along. Introducing Sultro Fungicide Seed Treatment, the seed treatment bringing SDS protection to the next level. By providing superior control of SDS without any of the stress shown in plants treated with other seed treatments like Elevo, Sultro is SDS protection. Upgraded. Talk to your retailer or seed dealer about upgrading to Sultro. Always read and follow label instructions.
You can unlock more cash than you realize from your home's equity with a cash-out refinance today. In the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. And with Rocket Mortgage, you can unlock thousands in less than 3 weeks. But you've got to act right now before rates go up. So when you're looking to unlock the cash in your home, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. Rocket.
Rates current as of 12/12/21. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The LA Rams are Super Bowl champions. The Rams have been a huge topic of conversation all season long. Their last first-round pick came in 2016. That breaks a lot of the traditional roster-building tactics. Historically speaking, teams have been reluctant to part with their draft picks. And that makes sense. The draft has always been a great way to land a superstar talent or two. Just look at the Cowboys. Jimmy Johnson drafted his way into a dynasty. But draft picks also come with a risk. It's hard to predict how well college kids will translate to the NFL. The Rams decided to take that risk out of the equation. Instead, the team opted for proven talents like Matthew Stafford and Von Miller. Those additions paid off last night. Stafford threw for 3 touchdown passes. Miller had a pair of sacks. And for years, we've heard the only way to build a championship team is through the draft. But the way LA season has turned out, there could be a new Super Bowl blueprint if you're willing to take the risk. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
Is your current home loan the right fit for you? Near historic low rates may be a great reason to refinance, but when matched with an expertly chosen loan from Loan Depot, you could be saving money and paying more towards the bottom line. Call a Loan Depot loan officer and ask about our 27-year smart term loan or our 10-year ARM loan. Get a great rate matched with a great loan by calling 866-888-LOAN or visit loandepot.com. At Loan Depot, home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
Psst. Hey, it's me, your dream. What happened, man? We used to be tight. I say it's time we get back together. You and me, your dream, living the van life in a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. You could start a business. Or build a log cabin. Whatever you want. It's a Mercedes-Benz van, so it's chock full of innovative safety features. All I'm saying is don't forget about me. I mean, I am your lifelong dream. So what do you say? Let's head to the Mercedes-Benz Vans dealership and get that Sprinter.
Now, back to more Cole and Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader 1650, The Fan.
Very fitting that we get the Dr. Dre on the last rejoin of the show today. That was a good halftime show. I enjoyed it, and I got a really good chuckle on Twitter today, or Instagram. It was on Instagram. I had seen during the lunch hour that someone had taken a video of young kids at the Super Bowl party, looked like, you know, 13, 14-year-olds, and they could not believe and were totally embarrassed by how into the halftime show their parents were. And boy, did I feel old watching that. Because I guess liking Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg and Eminem means that you're an old fogey now. Uy. Great show today. I want to thank John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network. Cyclones Coaches Corner coming up tonight, 6:30 to 8. I'll be back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.